Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Virginia. What's on your mind?
Love your program, and I really get grumpy when I have to miss it.
I'm sorry.
A little bit on the canker sore. My grandma used to put powdered elm on my canker sores. It would send me up to the ceiling and burn like heck, but it would take care of them real fast.
Okay, that's elm, E-L-M, ma'am? Elm?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can buy it in the spice section of the most stores, powdered alum, A-L-U-M, they usually use it in making pickles. It makes pickles crisp and keeps the color.
Okay. Well, yeah. If it's used in making pickles, it's likely not going to kill us anyway. Maybe it'll be sore. Go ahead, please.
My question is, what can you tell me about possible eye irritation and allergy from benzoates? I want to say that I took the enhanced food sensitivity tests at Valley Meridian and got a listing of no-nos and maybes and green light foods. It seems that whenever I have anything pectin or grapes or oranges or blueberries, my eyes swell up, kind of get red, the sides of my face itch, my ear cartilage and lobes itch. And then I take a Claritin, a child's Claritin,
sure.
And it calms it down again.
So
what could you tell me about that?
Well, as you know, what the Claritin's doing is blocking histamine, and histamine is involved in a lot of allergic reactions. But thank goodness it's no kind of a permanent block, so no harm done there, and you need the relief. Only other thing I can think of, ma'am, if it happens with so many things, as you might consider working, I should say, with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and also does desensitization to allergic foods. Now, it is very, very possible to desensitize people. Even so-called conventional modern medicine allergists do desensitization. And how do they do that? They do that with teeny tiny doses and build up and build up, and that allows the body to develop a tolerance or something like that. But what they don't want to tell you is that the American College of Allergy was started in the 1920s by two homeopathic doctors and one regular medical doctor. No kidding, the American College of Allergy. And homeopathy is a lot quicker route to desensitization. You find out which homeopathic dose you need. Usually it's drops, you don't have to have injections, and what do you know, it clears your allergy if you're on the right frequency with the homeopathic drops. And now, we happen to do desensitization. Person does have to see a doctor first to make sure that's what we want to, but we happen to do desensitization at Tahoma Clinic, and the chances are very good that if you check around among doctors skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, that you're going to find some other doctors who do desensitization too, ma'am. And it's with homeopathics, which are very unlikely to do any harm at all.
So who at your clinic would you recommend?
Well, basically, it's one of our co-workers who doesn't happen to be a physician. That's why I have to see a physician first, just for, legalities. But she's been doing this for 20 years, and she's very good at it, been to lots of classes and courses. But unfortunately, just the way the law is, you got to see the doctor first. Now, that can be for a brief visit. It doesn't have to be for a very long visit, but you still got to check in with the doctor first.
Okay. Other question on some of these fruits and pectin and things that I seem to react to. Are they related to benzoate?
Not that I know about, ma'am. No. No, I don't think so. I could
be
wrong.
What causes benzoate intolerance?
Oh, it's like any other intolerance. It's just not compatible with that particular person's body. Now, I don't know if I would want it in my body because benzoates are not always entirely natural. But beyond that, I don't know what causes the intolerance to nearly anything. It just simply happens, I can tell you. The people I've seen with the worst cases of food allergies are those with poor digestion. But that's as far as it goes. I can't tell you why some people have inhalant allergies and other people don't.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Well, somewhat helpful anyway, but thanks for saying so, and thank you for calling.